Welcome, everyone. It's Fun with Sarah and Dave.
Take two.
I got the giggles because I was going to put Dave on the spot and make him intro us because he refuses to do it. He says he needs exactly 48 hours notice. So
yeah, I got to be ready.
Yeah, well, I do it on the fly every time, so.
Yeah. Maybe you're just more extemporaneous than I am.
Oof, I have a hard time saying extemporaneous sometimes.
You just...
I know, I just nailed it, but you had just said it.
Yeah, I think he really concentrated on it.
I did. Did you know me in the stage when I had a hard time saying World War III to, you know, World War together?
No, but I did notice words that you said...
No, you just laugh at the way I say salad.
No, you didn't say it the way you normally
no,
say it.
No, I say salad plenty like
no,
that.
No, you don't.
I do, and I get tired. And you make fun of me when I say toilet, too.
That's not how you say it.
Yeah, it is.
You say salad and toilet.
No, I don't. And I don't say toilet. I say the whole stupid word. Jeez. It makes me all self-conscious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, trust me, I've heard plenty of people not say things right. And I'm not using any examples.
Okay.
Because that wouldn't be nice.
Yes.
So, we had our snack before we started today. So that way, we don't have to worry about Dave covering up the microphone tonight.
Yeah. No dogs either.
No. Well, only one of them is in bed with a brother. The other one, like, I think she opted to go to her bed. And by the way, if you hear a train whistle, apparently somebody's getting excited over at the football game at the school next to us. Maybe yeah. They're scoring. I don't know. Big game tonight. A lot of cars around.
Yeah.
So, any of you who have a kid that goes next door to us, I hope it was a good game. It must have been a big game. I bet it was a rival game. Anyways, so, this past week, we ended up putting off our recording several days just because we were tired. My dad was in town, and then yesterday we just flat out got lazy because football was on.
I had a friend visit too.
Yes. Well, yeah, but we hardly saw him.
Well, I
had other stuff going on. I'm an important person. Not really, but you know.
Right.
Just wanted to say it. So, anyways. But yeah, so sorry it's taken us a couple extra days. So now those of you who listen on your commute are either going to have to wait a couple extra days or you're going to have to sneak it in on some other time, like being when you're out doing your workout or just because. Because, you know, we are pretty awesome.
Yeah, that would be Ray and Sarah, or Sherry.
Doing it again, babe. Well, yeah. Well, no, I have quite a few friends that listen on the regular, too. But I know Ray and Sherry listen on their commute.
Yes. They need to get their share of Dave.
I think it's because they like me better. I'm so much fun.
Yes. As we sit under the blowing fan.
I've been wanting to turn it on at night when I get warm, but I figure you'd get mad. So I need to make sure the light's off.
So how long is this phase going to last? Another week or two?
No, at first I know it's like the rest of your life. I don't know. So what we're talking about is, you know, I've shared that, you know, basically I having a shot that's a huge pellet, which, you know, was traumatizing in the sense of being traumatizing in itself. And to put me, essentially, put my ovaries asleep, to put me in, like, menopause. Well, my body temperature in the hot flashes, like, really are a thing, and they're very annoying. But what's even more annoying is the fact that those of you who know me for years and years and years know that I don't cry easily. I'm not overly emotional. I care for others, but I don't necessarily cry a whole bunch. Well, I cry a lot, and I have way too many feelings that come bubbling up, and I don't like it. One bit. Poor Dave. And I've handled it well. Like today I have. Don't you raise your eyebrows at me. I've handled your emotionalism the past 20 years. Now you can deal with mine. Now that you've balanced, like it switches from the other. But anyways.
Is that our guest?
David, is that you?
Is that David?
No.
Maybe we can hear...
I bet it was Lacey.
No, I don't think so, because the drawer opened and closed.
Maybe he was putting his phone away.
Maybe.
I don't know. But...
Too bad he could tell us about his goal for tomorrow.
I know. Well, yep. He did last week. Oh, we haven't talked about that yet. Last week, David and Dave ran a 5K. Spur of the moment. David came in second place for said 5K and ran under 19 minutes.
We were talking about it the last podcast.
I don't think we were signed up yet. We did talk about the golf tournament.
No, we talked about the thing. So remember, you had to correct me with his times and stuff. Because I was a minute off.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, they all blur together.
Yeah, see, like, memory lost, too. So I'm here to help.
Yeah, I think this is our worst podcast yet.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like it. Others can give us feedback, but I'm not liking it.
What about it aren't you liking, dear?
I think our conversation is horrible. It's not flowing well. And I feel like a big dum-dum.
Oh, it's Sarah. Like, you know what those are? Those are all I feel. Those are the feels.
Don't, because I'll start crying.
About what?
Exactly nothing, but I start crying. Like, for everything. It's horrible. Good.
Well, you look beautiful over there. All of it. Your hair has so much bounce today.
Well, it's also like 4 inches shorter.
A lot of volume.
Probably like 4 inches shorter. Well, that's what happens when fine hair gets cut shorter. So
you had a big day tomorrow?
Yes, they parade me around and tell me I was the makeover.
Well, that's not how the day starts. The day starts about an hour and a half away at cross-country meet.
Yes.
We've had record high temperatures the last 3 days. So.
You guys, it's absolutely miserable. I'm so ready to be north, so it just can't come. Like, where did fall? Like, come on, people. 100 degrees is not fall.
Yeah, like, next week is, October.
It's our anniversary. I've never had an anniversary so hot. Not even when we lived in New Mexico.
I can't remember the last time I wore a long sleeve shirt to work.
I have to wear long sleeves because I was a dum-dum and picked out long sleeves. Thinking a little too far in advance, I guess. Jeez, come on, weather.
Yeah, let's I gotta wear a suit for a meeting next Thursday.
Well, that's fun. David has decided he's gonna go with some buddies to homecoming. Kind of peer pressure, he said. Yeah. It was cute. So we've gotta make sure he has an outfit that fits him.
Thinking about Sunday, since we have to go to Atlanta to get our Six Flags stuff, there's an outlet mall up there that has like Nike, Under Armour, Lululemon, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. They may have nice stuff, but I just can't buy into it because some people just buy it just for like the status symbol and it drives me nuts.
They have a 25% military discount in store.
Yeah, so that makes for like $75 pair of shorts like 50.
It's not that much for some of them.
I think you have an idea.
Maybe.
Yeah, So, Dave is taking the day off on Tuesday for our anniversary. 20 years of blooded bliss.
Wedded bliss.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Word slurring, too.
And all haven't even been drinking.
All these symptoms.
I'm tired. Like, I came home today, and I was just, like, it was just a lot. Like, and I'm very, very social, but this whole week has just been a lot because it's been a lot of social, and it's just not been my I can go out of routine, but still, it's just not been a normal routine. It's been way busier. So,
you know, what's funny is I did not encounter you crying all week.
No.
But the amount of people I encountered crying at work was a bit excessive.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens apparently when you work with menopausal women.
No comment. I work with some good people.
Oh, I know that. Some. I know they are.
Some.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah. So tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do what, David's cross country meet. It'll be hot. And then come back and get set up for your Tickled Pink Expo,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be great. And then we might just pick up like something for the boys and me to eat. And something for you for the Ohio State-Nebraska game.
I don't know. We should probably just plan ahead of time so we make sure we have it out. Whatever it is, yeah, we want.
And we had decided that next year we want to go to Ohio for the Ohio State-Nebraska game.
Yes, at all costs.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Or we could just be living there.
Oh, that would be such an easy drive. Oh my gosh. I can't wait for the day where I can go and easily go say I want to watch one of my nieces or nephews play something or do yes. something and just go up for a long day or for a day or overnight very yes. easily. That's something that I long for.
I think your sister's getting ready to get a new house that would accommodate that.
Oh, so easily. I mean, it accommodates us now, but
yes,
just even more comfortably. So, but...
And then, yeah, Sunday we go up to Six Flags.
I'm excited for Six Flags. It should be nice. We're not going to stay long. It's going to be really hot. We're going to probably ride a couple of rides. We'll get some lunch while we're out there. Yeah. Probably hit the outlets. Possibly. Depends on how hot it is. We may only grab a select couple stores at the outlets.
Right, yeah. And then Monday, or is it Monday, early afternoon, we have my endocrinologist appointment.
Yes.
That meeting I was talking about where I have to wear a suit, it got switched from Monday to Thursday.
Oh, okay. And?
Which, funny story about the suit. So, ordered a suit last weekend. And one day this week, we received the suit jacket, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, received a pair of triple E shoes
mm-hmm.
instead of pants. Yep. So that was,
and it was even on the packing list wrong, but then the order summary was right. It was weird.
Yeah, so
there had to have been some typo.
I liked it when they told me that I could, don't worry, I can return it for the shoes for free. I'm like, well, I didn't order them and you sent them to me, so.
It's like, no, yeah.
Yeah, so we have no idea what we're going to do for our anniversary, but we're going to spend some time together and we're going to enjoy it.
It may not be much of anything. Maybe I'll take you to a movie.
You've wanted to go to a movie.
I don't know what's out right now, though.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Let's just start talking about,
maybe we'll try to do a massage. Yeah, because it's going to be nearly 100 degrees again. Heck no.
Yeah. I think really the only times where I think the temperature is tolerable is like from like December through February.
Well, no, it didn't get warm until almost May this year. Like it was warm in April, but it wasn't hot.
Yeah,
it was a later year this year.
That messed up my blood sugar for the rest of the day when I went out on a bike ride at lunch when it was 100. Well, 99.
I can do 90. Like, I can go out and ride bike at 90, 92-ish if it's not, like, super sunny, super humid, and hot breeze. But anything above that, no. In a run, absolutely not. Like, I told him I would train for another half marathon when we were living up north.
Yeah. Monday actually starts the 8-week training plan I have for that 5K we have.
I know. I need to do that. Not that training plan, but I just need to keep moving. Well, it would help if I wore the... So, you know, I get this nice makeover thing, and I want to wear these different shoes that I was like, I don't wear these enough. I'm going to wear these because they're kind of dressier. And I put them on, and I couldn't wear them. Like, I literally walked out of the car and into the mall, and they gave me blisters, you guys. And so now I have blisters on my feet, and I can't even run right now because now my shoes rub it wrong, all of my pairs for tennis shoes. And so I've been sidelined even more so for running.
Yeah.
As if that doesn't make me feel large enough.
Well, we're going to have to try. You know, Tuesday, maybe one of the things for our anniversary is we can get you to try some pool running. don't you think that
I've been
would be
running
nice?
In place. Barefoot, because I'm not going to get on the treadmill barefoot, but I'll...
You can do some pool running with like, a beverage.
Like a big glass of wine?
Yeah. I'll hold it for you.
I told you, we need some of those floatable, like, floating, like, cup holders.
Yeah.
We just haven't popped into the pool. We keep forgetting that we should just go lay and relax out there.
We will Tuesday. That'll be part of it.
Maybe. Yeah.
We might get like a red box and do that.
I see it, and it's... Thank you. The red box might be good. I haven't even looked to see what's out for there either.
We can do the one about the really sad one about the dog.
Isaac would want to see that, though. He loves those movies.
Yeah.
He really does.
He did really well last weekend in his speech and debate thing.
That's a learning curve. It's cute,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he did a good job.
So, yeah, so those of you who are local or who follow me on social media, be sure you check out any of the stuff we share for our Tickled Pink thing so you guys can see it. And maybe I'll have Dave go live if they don't have it filming.
Yeah.
Or they don't share it. I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyways.
I can do that from one of our... I can do it from my phone. Maybe from your...
Mine
account.
Has a better, bigger following. Unless you tag me. So. But. Not much going on. Isaac's at the football game right now. Marching his little... Well, he marched his little heart out in the very hot weather. And, you know, in their wool or polyester or whatever the heck the band uniforms are. Uniforms. So we're going to get it cleaned on Monday.
Well, we can take it, like, tomorrow and drop it off, really.
Is the base one open?
No. Oh, okay, no.
I thought we were using the base, and that's why we were
waiting. We can take it tomorrow and take it to, like, the other cleaner.
Yeah, well, then everybody else in Prattville Band is going to take it to the same cleaner.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe I'm weird. Well, anyways, guys... I thought I was going to have all this good conversation, and then it just didn't steer, and now I forget what I wanted to talk about. This is what old age is, and I'm not even 40.
Yeah, you know what we can do is you can take about 10 minutes after this and decide if you're going to upload it or not, and then if not, we'll just do another one tomorrow night after the Ohio State game.
Yeah, I could.
I'm here for you. I got all sorts of good ideas.
I know, you
I'm
are.
I'm here for you, dear.
I'm here.
Yes.
Oh, we did get to watch some Seinfeld this week. Yeah, and we might have to tune in and watch some because it should be coming on anytime. That's the thing. I love that show.
We might force the kids for the Atlanta trip. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring a bunch because we have those box sets.
Yeah, we do.
We can listen to it.
Oh, yeah. The boys do like Seinfeld, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like The Office for them.
Oh, my God. They do love The Office, too.
Yeah. More Isaac than David.
True.
Yeah. But it's going to be a good one tomorrow. I'm really excited for you. I mean, this has been, like, a lot of stress with you, like, going and doing all this stuff.
Well, it takes a little bit. I mean, thankfully, I have the flexibility, but I haven't gotten other things done that I would normally like to around the house. But it's a temporary thing, so it's okay, and I'm not stressing about it, but it's just, it's out of the routine.
Could you say you're too blessed to be stressed?
I am too blessed to be stressed, and I'm not stressed about it.
Good.
I very rarely carry too much stress for too long, so.
I don't either.
No. But my handsome husband of almost 20 years.
I know.
19 years, 361 days, maybe?
We were in a meeting where I was like the low guy on the totem pole in the meeting at work today. At the end, where I was talking about how I wasn't going to be around Tuesday for my anniversary, and someone made a comment about, wow, you know, so you must really have her fooled or whatever. And one of the guys who we used to go to church with, who I went on a trip with, said, no, he told us a real story. Trust me. She's the one that brought him along, especially is the way he put it. Yeah, and I think really there were a lot of people waiting level. For a story, and it was like, no.
I brought you to my level, babe.
No. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We got cancer. We got the beatus. You know, two great dogs. Couple of boys. They do all right.
I know. Oh. Yeah, the one. Actually, both of them like to give me crap. What is wrong with them?
They're 14 and 16.
Yeah, geez. It's like they're my children or something.
Yeah.
They're products of us. I suppose that's like not that far-fetched.
Yeah.
You people that have very well-behaved children, it's because you were well-behaved children, and that's just the way you are. So count your lucky stars. Your children are a product of you.
Dude, we got some great kids.
They are. They're wonderful boys.
I was even today like looking up like some study materials and all that for David for the ASVAB.
He needs to worry about like actually like getting grades in his classes. Like,
yeah. We got a lot of time with him cornered in the car to talk about some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. He started to get a little sass with you. I'd love to see him do that in the car.
Oh, trust me. Got to do a lot of deep thought on that while I was mowing our lawn with a weed eater when it was dark tonight.
Because it's so stupid.
So that it would be somewhere under 90 degrees.
By the way, it is still 81 degrees and it is 9:30 at night, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
So we are going to continue to work on our content that we're bringing you.
I asked you if you wanted to do an outline, and you were like, no, I'm
I didn't want an outline, and then, I don't know.
And then you're like, man, there's no structure.
It's not the lack of structure. Mentally, it's been a tough day, and nothing bad has even happened. It's okay. I'm a big girl, but man,
I think maybe you're subconsciously, like, nervous about tomorrow's thing.
I don't know. I mean, my God, I have never sat in a chair so long to get my hair done, by the way. Never. I don't know that it's ever taken me over 2.5 hours on the long side. But she foiled the crap out of my hair. So, it'll be good. All right, everybody. We are so glad you tune in, and we hope you tune in again for the next one. And we'll tell you about our fun event and about David, and hopefully he gets a PR for cross country. And hopefully we have some other fun news and fun stuff to share with you, because we're fun guys and girls. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.